salvage the mess that's become of the Kotsa interstellar takeover. I'd given Lauren the day to think it over and share it with her team before she'd give me the final answer to bring back to Kotsa. But Lauren was nowhere to be found. Cassie hadn't seen her for at least an hour, and there's nothing written in her datebook that gives any of us a clue as to where she may be. I scoured her office, searching for some shred of evidence, but I found nothing. Slowly, panic crept in, and my worst fears were realized. Lauren isn't the type to disappear without a word, especially not when the future of Interstellar is on the line. Panicked, I did the only thing I could. I called the head of security at Kotsa and made finding Lauren a top priority. I didn't want to involve her team because that would set off alarm bells throughout the company and cause widespread panic, and it wasn't something either of us could afford. Maverick, my head of security, is usually busy keeping our company's secrets safe or tossing trespassers from our ground at our testing facility just outside the Chicago city limits. But nothing is more important than finding Lauren. "Give me an hour," he tells me. "You have 30 minutes. I hang up before Maverick can reply. I'm done wasting another second discussing the details when he should be searching for her and Trent. With each passing minute, she's moving farther away and becomes harder to find. In the possible few hours she's been missing, she could be hundreds of miles away and even harder to trace. I slam my cell phone down on Lauren's desk, filled with so much rage I could easily crush it in my palm. God damn it! The screen splinters into 100 pieces under my palm from the impact. The only thing that matters now is finding her, and I won't rest until she's found alive. But Trent is smart. Finding him won't be as easy. With his head start and ability to hide his digital footprint, my team is going to have to be creative and hope he fucks up somehow. But there's one thing I know. I will find him. I will not stop until he pays for what he's done and I have Lauren back in my arms. If Trent harms one hair on her head, his punishment will be 100 times more painful than what he did to her. My phone rings, a shard of glass pricking my finger as I answer. "Yeah?" "You better come over here," Cassie says. I did not want her to go there alone, but Cassie insisted on going to Lauren's apartment in hopes of finding her there. I knew the likelihood Cassie would find her was almost zero, but I wasn't going to stop her. "She there?"
"No, but..."
Her voice trails off and she whimpers. "Cassie?" I stalk toward the elevator, ready to kill Trent and anyone else who was involved in Lauren's disappearance.
"Someone destroyed her place. It's like something out of a movie, Mr. Forte."
I stab at the button inside the elevator, smearing my blood across the L. "Don't call the police. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
"Yes, sir."
The last thing I need, or Lauren needs for that matter, is to have her disappearance become media fodder. It would be a nightmare, both personally and for our companies. If the police investigate her whereabouts leading up to her kidnapping and find out about our trip to my private island, the media will have a field day with the knowledge that the CEOs of both Kotsa and Interstellar are romantically involved. As I walk toward Lauren's building, I call Maverick back and ask him to meet me at her penthouse to gather any evidence that may lead to her rescue. Cassie's waiting in the lobby for me with her head down, pacing and mumbling gibberish to herself. "Cassie?" She stops moving, lifts her head, and our eyes lock. The panic I'd felt multiplies. Visions of Lauren injured or worse flash through my mind, and I'm momentarily gripped by fear before I collect myself, rushing to Cassie's side.
"It's not good."
She shakes her head and starts to pull at the ends of her hair.
"God, it's awful."
I reach out to her, touching her arms. "Stay down here." She goes rigid and peers up at me with narrowed eyes.
"I can't stand here and do nothing, Mr. Forte. I can't."
"Take me up then. We'll figure it out together." She moves toward the bank of elevators on the other side of the lobby, staring at the tiles on the floor as we walk.
"Trent is a bastard, Mr. Forte, but I never thought he'd do this."
"We'll find her, Cassie. That I promise you." I stand beside her as the elevator doors close. We both stare at the floor, silent in our fear, as the carriage rises toward Lauren's floor. I know we'll find her, but heads are going to roll if...